Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom and good morning, everyone. I am Evangelist Tanita here with our host, Rabbi John Wesley, and we want to welcome you to this Saturday morning broadcast. Today is November the 4th, 2023, and we will continue with our new series, Today's a New Day, Part 2. And our scripture reading, will, if you want to get your Bibles ready, will be from 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 2 through 5. Rabbi John, I'll hand the show over to you.
Kel, thank you so much. Father God, right now, we thank you, and I thank you for this opportunity. I thank you for allowing me to be in the land of the living, speaking forth your word according to your will in the manner in which you desire. I ask forgiveness for sin, iniquity, and transgression. And Father God, I choose. I make a quality decision to not only forgive myself, but to grab a hold of your peace, your direction, your fulfillment for my life. In the precious name of Yeshua, we give you the opportunity to speak forth your oracles, your words, so that we not only may be delivered, but also may have the pure understanding of the path that we need to walk each day. Thank you, Father, in Yahushua's name. Well, Evangelist Sneda, the scripture that you gave is the one that we're going to be looking at today. And in the process of looking at that, I want us very, very optimistic understanding and look at what Paul was trying to say to the church or the synagogue, Messianic synagogue in Corinth. Because each day we should be trying to better ourselves. Each day we should be trying to go to the next level that the Father has for us. The new mercies are laid up for us, and they're laid up so that we can achieve that state of excellence that the Father is wanting and that he's desiring of us. Too often, I know in my own life, I look at what the bar is, and I start to feel sometimes that the standard that he has for me is higher than what I know within myself that I can actually achieve. And that mindset is not a mindset that the Father has given me. That mindset is the mindset that I have over time began to evolve because of failures. Not even because of failures that I have received, but because of failures that others have received around me. Because of seeing their mistakes and beginning to look at their mistakes and their sin and their iniquity and their transgressions, and start to look at that and say, how can I even achieve more than what they did? Now, that even happens with the biblical characters, like Elijah or Moses. I mean, you look at Moses' life, and the Father says about Moses that he was the most humblest man on the earth at that particular time. But yet, Moses failed God. Failing God in not obeying God that one time, he gets penalized because of the fact that he doesn't get an opportunity to go into the promised land. You look at Elijah. And when I look at Elihu, or Elijah, I look at that and I say, wow, this man had such a relationship with Yah that when the captains of the guard of Ahab was going to try to capture him, all he had to do was speak the word. And in speaking the word, He destroyed them with fire. Speaking the word, he would disappear from a mountain and reappear in another area completely far from that one mountain, to where no one would know where he would be. And it was all supernatural. It wasn't a natural situation. Even in fleeing Jezebel, he ran faster than any normal human being could run. You talk about a superhero. I mean, Elihu or Elijah had that ability to honestly on earth be considered a superhero. Samson on earth had the ability come, or to be named in our vernacular, a superhero. Things that Paul did when the venomous snake that would normally kill a man bit him, and he just shook it off into the fire. These types of events would cause at least individuals to wonder, standing, of who and what God had called them to be, even in their human state. Too often we look at it as, well, gosh, if they made a mistake, how can we even attain the height of the standard? The Father, and this is something that I got a revelation to, the Father knows that you and I, in our own finite infancy, if I can say that word, will never achieve. That's not his goal for us. It's for us to achieve perfection without him. Our goal that he has established in us is the same goal that he wants for your child, for those of you that this has ever happened to, where your child gets up on top of something, and because of a little game that you guys have played, knows that you're going to catch him or her. So he or her jumps off this ledge towards you and screams out your name, not in fear or torment, but in trust and assurance. And you catch the child. And to the child, at a very young age, of course, the child looks at it as a game of trust. And from that builds such a rapport with you in its own mind, knowing that you will always be there for him. The Father gives you goals, aspirations, knowing that you and I and ourselves will never measure up. So it allows us to realize that in every circumstance and in every situation, every single day, that we must rely on him to guide us, to strengthen us, to be with us, to encourage us, hand us the victory that we are to achieve every day in order to receive the new mercies that he's placed before each and every one of us. It's not about the new mercies themselves. It's not about the directive that he gives you as much as it's the trust-building relationship that he is established within that test. There is a test that he gives to each and every one of us every day. But within that test, there is the ability to trust that he will guide you through, that he will never leave you nor forsake you, but yet that he wants me to never leave him. He needs for me to not forsake him. He's looking for me to reach out to him, to acknowledge an understanding that I cannot, in my own strength and in my own might, do it myself. And even what I can do will never mount up to what he has already provided within himself, not just by himself, but he wants me to see it's within him, so that as I begin to do it, I do it in him. If I realize how much I am in him, I will never trust or rely on me, because I will always know how inadequate, how impossible it would be for me to do it myself. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 2 through 5. Hear how strong Paul is in him. Now, Paul's not speaking in himself, although it sounds like it. Paul is speaking to the congregation while Paul is in him. Evangelist me, go ahead.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Again, that is
King, King James. King James and the Amplified, of course.
Yes, sir. I will be reading first from the King James Version. Again, that is 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 2 through 5. But I beseech you that I may not be bold when I am present with that confidence, wherewith I think to be bold against some, which think of us as if we walked according to the flesh. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. And the Amplified reads, I ask that when I do come, I will not be driven to the boldness that I intend to show towards those few who regard us as if we walked according to the flesh, like men without the Spirit. For though we walk in the flesh as mortal men, we do not carry our spiritual warfare according to the flesh and using the weapons of man. So our warfare are not physical weapons of flesh and blood. Our weapons are divinely powerful for the destruction of fortresses. We are destroying sophisticated arguments and every exalted and proud thing that sets itself up against the true knowledge of God. And we are taking every thought and purpose captive to the obedience of Christ. Rabbi John? Rabbi John, I think you might be muted.
You are correct. Because I was
okay.
Just sharing what the Lord was saying while I was
okay.
Muted. Oh, hallelujah. Anyway, so Paul is speaking by the Spirit with the understanding of the Spirit about this particular situation. He's not speaking from man's wisdom. He's not speaking from his own experience and understanding. God, he is allowing his very being to be the microphone that the Father uses in that particular scenario to build up, to strengthen, to expose, to correct, in some cases to reprove the wrongness that was being done in order for them to experience the relationship that he has with Yah. That's his sole purpose. That was the reason why this passage is in the scriptures to this day. So when I read, I don't read so that I can correct you. I read so that the Spirit of the living Yah can correct us, us individually. It's about us collectively, understanding our purpose, understanding our weakness, understanding his strength, understanding his purpose, not just for us, but his purpose with us. When you look at the book Revelations, it says that the New Jerusalem is going to be a place where we are with Yahushua, with Yahuwah. It's a place where we're with the Father, where we're with the Son, in his presence. So he's trying to get me, he's trying to get us to experience that relationship here on earth now, not later. This is the practice field now, so that when it does happen, it becomes natural. He doesn't want it to be supernatural. It already is. He wants that supernatural that he walks in to be natural for you and I. He wants it to be what you always are familiar with, because you always practice. One of the things that they said about Michael Jordan was that he practiced the way he expected to play in the game, so that when the game came into existence, it's just a foreshadow. The game became a foreshadow of how hard and how studious he was in practice. And he held his team to that level of excellence. The Holy Spirit is there to hold us to that level of excellence every day. It's a new day. But even though it's a new day, the play, when we look at the playbook is still the same. Do it with the spirit of excellence. Even though within yourself you know that sometime during the game of life, you're going to fall short. Moses fell short. Eliyahu fell short. King David fell short. John the Baptist, at the end of his tour of duty, began to doubt. Although he knew who Yahushua was, he knew who Jesus was. He baptized him. So you know he knew him, but he fell short. Each one of the apostles, to include Paul, fell short. But the purpose, the plan of our Heavenly Father is for me and you, trust in our own ability and our own strength, but to realize our shortcomings and elevate ourselves by yielding to our Heavenly Father by His Spirit to be the example that Yahushua, Jesus, had placed upon earth for us to follow. And when we make a mistake, ask for forgiveness, forgive ourselves, dust ourselves off, and get up and strive in Him again for the excellence that He's called for us to be. Father, I thank You. I thank You for this message because it's Your message. I thank You that You are teaching us and teaching me that each new day, don't look for the different ways to do it ourselves, but look for the way in which You desire for it to be done, so that You will get all the glory, so that You will get the praise. Because that's what we will be doing in heaven, in New Jerusalem, as we serve You, as we serve Your Son. We bless You now, and thank You. And until next broadcast, Shalom, Shalom.